Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studios. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Isabella Serpentine. It is a torpedo, 6-inch by 54 ring gauge, comes out of the Isabella factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian DeSorada, Connecticut, and Ecuadorian Habano Maduro. It's a barber pole. For those who haven't seen the picture yet, binder is Nicaraguan Tiempo, fillers from Nicaragua, blended by Vicente Ortiz. Price point is $8.95, and the cigar was released in March of 2017. So, with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
For me, you know, the first thing I noticed was, which I didn't expect, it's definitely a sweetened tip, but it's a pretty mild sweetened tip. So. You know, nothing that was overly extreme. Overall, sweet tip didn't do a whole lot for me. Definitely taste some of that sweetness, but it wasn't overly, like, powerful, like I was saying. So it was a good thing. In terms of flavors, medium profile, medium strength, medium body. Fairly mundane, kind of generic notes for me. Cardboard. Dry wood, minerals, mixed nuts, retrohaling, you know, you get more like the nuttiness. And then finally spice kind of comes through in the form of a white pepper spice. Finish, a little bit bitter. Still got that same cardboard lingering on and a little bit of white pepper coming through. So overall, I mean, within the actual, like, you know, tasting the smoke, I guess you could say, it gave pretty, like, regular kind of cigar, natural cigar flavors. It's just that once you kind of, like, you know, lip that sweetened tip, you get a little bit like a synthetic sweetness coming through.
Right.
In terms of construction, I rated the burn to be good, which is a couple notches below our perfect score. Pretty major touch-up that I did through the first third. Uneven burn, flaky ashes. The cigar did burn slow and cool the whole time, which is always a good thing. If there's a draw, perfect. No issues on that.
Yeah, for me, the cigar began with like a mellow mix of like oak and cinnamon. And like you said, that kind of mild, sweetened tip. It was kind of playing a little bit well with that cinnamon note. The cinnamon became faint fairly quick. That oak built up a little bit more. Retrohale was kind of carrying that same oak note. Cinnamon completely left about 3/4 of an inch in. Got a little bit of a slightly smoky component. And still get the kind of little faint traces from the head of the cigar every once in a while. Cinnamon returned right near the end of the third, and the strengths are just slightly above medium. Getting into the second third, profile was a little bit drying. There was a little bit of cream that had popped in right at the end of the first third, but that left at the beginning of the second. Cinnamon was gone. Oak was had moved from that kind of that smoky note to like a slightly charred note. A little bit of bitterness joined in, about an inch in. And that strength was still kind of at the slightly above medium mark. Final third, bitterness kind of came back to the profile in that final third. Half inch in there, things were pretty consistent with that charred oak up front and the cream and the bitterness in the background. And that's kind of how it wrapped up for me. Strength stayed at that slightly above medium level. In regards to construction, burn was pretty good, especially for a barber pole. I mean, sometimes you wonder what's going to happen. You get those different wrappers and what was going to happen. And right at the beginning, the burn took off kind of on one of the wrap lines, but it quickly straightened out on its own and just slightly wavy the rest of the way. Regards to the draw, it was really snug for me. I cut the head a couple of times, which is kind of a nice thing that you can have with a torpedo head. And I even used a draw tool on it, and it didn't really help all that much. So what were your overall thoughts on this one?
It was really cool to look at, like all barber poles. But, you know, in terms of flavors, I kind of thought it was pretty average. Mundane, ho-hum kind of flavors. It didn't transition much. Pretty, like, you know, average set of flavors. I actually expected, given especially the wrapper variations of the, you know, because of the barber pole, that I was going to get quite a bit of flavor contrast. But, perhaps, you know, this is one of those cigars in which the wrapper didn't have that much of an influence within the total overall flavors of the cigar. I also expected more influence from that sweet tip, which didn't happen as well. Unless if I, like, licked the tip
You should have said it.
Redo. Online. Once again. Overall.
All right. You should just wrap it up on that for at that point. Are you done, or you got more to say?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was a little caught off guard by that sweetened head. It was very subtle. It was only detectable in that first third. Cinnamon was a nice touch in that first third, but it didn't last much past that. So that complexity was kind of gone. I got a little bit of bitterness that kind of dropped in. I think that was probably due to the tightness of the draw. I'd like to explore some of the other Isabella lines just to see if there's something that provides a little more complexity, more flavors and things like that. But I had a really slow smoke time on the cigar. It lasted about 3 hours. It's got a good price point of sub $9. So it was pretty good value, I guess, in regards to that. So getting into the scores, I gave it a 5.20. You gave it a 5.55. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Pretty well. Average smoking flavor experience, pretty good construction. So mid fives sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, I had average flavor and construction was okay. A really tight draw really kind of killed it for me in regards to that. So that's where it gets right close to that five mark. So any other final thoughts for you on this one?
No, just let's just end it.
All right. If you just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developmenthouse.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.